Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Today we are starting a new series, Healer Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Namaskar.
Om Shanti.
Welcome, sister.
Thank you so much.
How do you like the title, Healer Within?
Very nice and very deep and very meaningful.
But the meaning, as far as I am concerned, meaning of a healer is a doctor, maybe a saint, maybe a guru, maybe a Reiki master, you know, someone who's not within, means another person.
Outside.
Outside. But here we are calling it the healer within. So how can the person in pain heal himself?
Till now, we always thought it's one in pain and another one to heal. Which makes a lot of sense, because if I'm in pain, I will not be able to heal myself. So I look for someone else to heal me. And like you rightly said, that someone could be a doctor, a Reiki master, a saint, could even be a counselor, could be just a parent, guide, a friend. Someone who will say or do something because of which my pain will disappear.
Heal.
Heal. So I have to heal my pain. But that is possible till I thought that someone is the creator of my pain. You know, till today it was someone who was the creator of my pain. And we're looking at pain at different levels. One is a physical ailment, so it's a physical pain. Another could be an emotional pain. A third could be a mental illness, so mental level pain. Fourth could even be a spiritual level pain. Where I could have everything, physically very healthy, emotionally also very fine. No problem, no stress, no anxiety, no worries, no fears, no insecurity. Everything is perfect around me.
But still,
work is doing well, socially very nice family, friends, social circle, and yet something is not complete. And I don't even know what that something is, but I can just feel something is still missing in my life.
A void.
And then sometimes we say, who am I? Why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? And then what's the purpose of my life becomes a question mark. Yeah.
This is also being unwell.
Yeah, because I'm not... You know, it's like something is missing.
Close to depression.
Yeah, I'm like, everything is there, still there's a vacuum. So that's some sense of incompleteness. Some sense of something which I still have to gain for my life to be
full.
Not happy. Yeah, so it'll take me towards not happy.
Not satisfied or, you know, not happy.
Yeah. So that would be, we would call it as spiritual pain. There could be pain in my social life where I seem to be getting into problems, into relationships very often. You know, let's say I experience rejection very often. Let's say I experience rejection from parents. Then I experience rejection even from my spouse. Today probably I'm experiencing rejection even from my children. Maybe from my friends. So this I would call social pain. You know, in my relationships I always seem to be experiencing pain.
Usually it starts in school.
It could, yeah. It could be anywhere. So it becomes a very repeated pattern for somebody. So physical pain, emotional pain, social pain, spiritual pain. But for most of these, I would have someone outside to blame.
Yeah, in a school, a teacher or a student or a situation or examination and later on in business, maybe in career-wise,
absolutely.
Later, and maybe usually your spouse is wrong or
your
child is wrong.
Yeah. Or situations are not favorable.
And we usually call it the word wrong. No? This is wrong.
This is wrong.
Something wrong is happening. Children are wrong. Situation is wrong. Weather is, you know, things are wrong.
Absolutely.
So I'm not feeling happy.
Yeah. So someone, something outside. Let's say in my work, I'm putting in effort again and again. Still not getting success. In relationships, I'm doing my best. Still the relationship is not smooth. I'm taking care of my health, even physical health. And yet, something or the other seems to keep happening. So somewhere, something, someone outside is doing something because of which I am in pain.
And then we say, God knows where I'm going wrong.
I don't know, because actually I am not going
but wrong. But I'm being right here, no?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I don't know where am I wrong, otherwise I would have corrected myself.
Absolutely. But mostly it is someone else who is doing something wrong. You know, let's say if I got rejection from my parents, so that's not my fault, I'm the victim.
Oh.
I got rejected by my parents, then I got rejected by my spouse, what can I do about it? So again, I was the victim.
They.
Yes, I did my best.
But they.
They. So it was they again. So they, someone there, somewhere, or situation, even in my work, I put in my best effort. Even if it's a job, I put in my best. People around me are not right. My boss is not right, or sometimes my colleagues are not right. They sometimes just take undue advantage of me, or they take credit for everything they've done, or they're backbiting.
If all is right, my stars are not right.
Stars. Oh, very good. My planets are not right. So, somewhere, something, someone is not right, because of which I am in pain. So, once the creator of my pain is outside, then the healer of my pain
is also outside.
Will also be outside. Makes perfect sense.
Hmm.
It makes absolute perfect sense. Now, today, let me look at my life, and I have so many people whom I call healers in my life. I could have a doctor, of course, for my physical ailment. I could have a psychiatrist or a counselor for my emotional or mental pain. Most of us are associated with some religious or spiritual group.
Gurus.
Yeah, so we have a spiritual master who could take care of my spiritual well-being. We all have family and friends, and yet we are not healed. We have all the healers around us, and yet we are in pain because of only one illusion. And that one illusion was the creator of the pain is outside, so the healer of the pain should also be outside. So I have the whole set of healers outside for me, and yet I am in pain. Why is this happening?
I tried my best.
I tried my best with all my friends, family, gurus, saints, everybody. Yet I am in pain.
Hmm.
Now, spirituality explains to us, don't look at the healer first. Look at first who's the creator of your pain. We look at the healer later on. First, let me see the creator of my pain.
If the creator is outside, so an outside person should be able to heal me also.
Absolutely.
If I am right there, then this is also right. So I am not being cured. So somewhere I am wrong by saying he creator is outside.
Absolutely.
That's what you mean.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that is where spirituality will give us the answer. And that's something which we have been seeing on awakening right from the beginning. The first belief system. And which is, everything that I think, feel, speak, behave.
Think, feel, speak, behave.
Everything. The worst, if I can think of.
But that's not in my control, sister.
Is the one. Everything that I think, believe, feel, speak, and come out into action, everything that is getting created inside, my thoughts, feelings, then getting expressed outside, my eyes, it could be the way I look at somebody, it could be the way I speak to somebody.
React,
and action. This complete thing, which comes from me and radiates out, this is completely, 100% my creation. Because it's getting created inside. In a place where no one else can get in.
Sorry, I have to ask you this question. How can I create something inside without something from outside happening? Supposing that person who hit me by his rash driving, he's outside.
Absolutely.
So, how can I call it my mistake? Am I inside?
So, what hit me was outside. But we didn't say what hits me is my creation. We're saying everything I think, feel, speak, and then act, come out, is my creation.
Okay.
Which means, like you said, when a car hits you, or a person hits you, or anything.
A situation.
Situation. It comes from outside. After that, everything you think, feel, speak, and behave, everything that happens from your side. See, one thing is happening from this side. Situation is coming from outside in. Absolutely. It's coming from outside. And what I am creating is coming from inside. now because I'm not living my life with the awareness that I am the creator.
Okay.
That one belief system made everything go wrong, and we said everything that I'm feeling, the way I'm speaking, the way I'm behaving, and it need not be negative, it could be very loveful, very positive,
but sister,
it's because of someone outside.
Sister, I come back again to the accident, the car. The car is an outsider.
Mm.
So isn't it natural to curse that person? Why is rash driving, drunk driving, these guys are driving, I don't know, what's wrong with them? Isn't it naturally, everybody does that.
One person
who doesn't do
it. We will not talk about everybody. We'll just talk about myself now.
Naturalness, human nature.
Over a period of time, just because everybody was doing something, we started labeling that as right. Because the majority are doing it.
But sister, I still do not agree that it's I am doing it, creating it. Because the creator was the person who hit me. Whether it's a dog, it'll cry. Whether it's a man, a woman, anybody, a saint, anybody, they'll cry. I would curse. I would like to hit back.
Go back to your first sentence. I will not accept that the person who hit me is not the creator.
Hmm.
We are not saying that the person who hit you has done anything right. We're not. The person who's hit you is wrong.
Neither am I creator of the accident.
You're not the creator of the accident
then.
Also. You're not the creator of what is coming like this. See, let's always take care of the flow of how things are happening. Some things are happening to me from outside. So we should be very clear what is coming from outside and what is coming from inside. Then it becomes very easy. So like you said, the person hit me, coming from outside. Whether or not good, coming from outside. You're not behaving properly to me, coming from outside. My work not doing well, coming from outside. Fine. This is coming from outside. In every situation, how I think, how I feel, how I speak, how I behave, coming from inside.
Basically, my reaction.
My reaction after I've created it.
Created the reaction.
The reaction, no. I have created
in such a split of a second.
How can it come out? How can anything from me come out? I create it and then it comes out. Like, let's say, okay, even if I'm not aware of my thoughts and feelings. I speak, you will say something to me, and then I will speak. So what I say will be whose creation?
Yours.
My creation. I can conveniently say, I spoke like this because...
He spoke
Because you did like this. That's okay. But what I spoke, whose creation?
Is that called creation or a reaction?
Reaction is whose creation?
I thought it's just natural, it just reacts.
Okay.
If you hit me, I'll say,
but
I feel like getting back.
Whose creation?
Is that a creation or a reaction? First,
your reaction is your creation. It's your reaction.
You mean to say my reaction is my creation?
Yes. You create.
The way I react is my creation.
Absolutely.
It's my own creation or it happens?
How? Happens means?
Am I doing it or it's happening?
Happening is what's coming from outside.
So what's coming from inside is not happening.
You're doing it and bringing it out.
Yes,
it can't come on its own. This is the only belief system because of which so many problems. Whose
creation? I've been thinking that it just happened.
Happened, but whose?
I was thinking that things, if I get angry, it just happened because this happened, so it happened. So both the sides, I call it happening.
Happening.
I don't call the outside as happening and inside as creating.
Creation.
I call happening... And happening. This happens, so this happened.
This happened.
So both are natural and normal.
Because your creation being created over a period of time many, many times. You know, something which I have been doing many, 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 many times over a period of many, 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 many years. Finally, I'm not consciously aware that I'm creating it because I don't take time now to create that. See, let's say, suppose I have a habit of getting angry, suppose. And when initially I must have started creating that anger, something must have happened, I must have got irritated inside. Then over a period of time, it must have come outside. Eventually, I realized that when I get angry, people are scared of me. Then I realized work gets done faster when I get angry. And then I said, this tool works. My
and
anger works.
What about a child getting angry? A child creates?
Yes, we will see who's a child.
No, I'm talking about the real child.
Yeah, the real child. The real child.
6 months old, yes. 1 year old, 2 years old.
Yes, because when we understand spiritually that 6 months old and 2 years old is only the costume, the body.
Oh God.
That's why. So there is
I love this answer.
There's no.
I didn't even think like that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, how does a child create anger?
Yeah, because right now I am in this costume and I have a habit of getting angry. And I'm angry very often for many, many years. And today the time has come to leave this costume. So I leave this costume, but my anger is not going to leave me. So my habit of getting angry goes with me. Tomorrow I'm a 6 month old baby.
And so then this is we carry will carry forward.
Yes,
from
and
the
then
last
we will say, how is the 6 month old baby getting angry or a 2 year old child getting angry? Because we are looking at the clothes.
So now here, the creation of the 6 months or a 1 year old is created now or was created before?
Every second that we react, it's the creation. It's just that when the creation has happened many times the same way, I'm not aware of it. So it looks more automatic to me. Like, you know, you say
happening.
Because I am no longer consciously choosing my reaction. Suppose today we have a habit of getting angry, and today one day we will decide that today I will not get angry. Okay, suppose just for one day. Now you will see your conscious awareness, because situations will still come. And sometimes tougher situations might come. But today we will be alert. We will be aware. And inside maybe still getting a little disturbed, but aware, today I will not get angry. And you will understand that day, that today I'm a creator of peace. Today I'm not choosing anger. But why we are aware today? Because today we are doing something which is not a habit. Anger was a habit. So I was not understanding that I'm creating it. I thought it was happening on its own. But remaining calm in adverse situations is not my habit.
It's today's promise.
It's today's promise. So when I find myself doing something away from my habit, I will understand that day, that today I'm consciously aware that situations are coming and I am not to react.
So that means it's not happening.
It's not happening. Today I'm creating something else.
You mean to say earlier also I was creating it?
Absolutely.
Since I can create this, that I was creating, so it was not happening.
Right. But something done. It's like driving on the same road every day. When we're driving from A to B every day, I'm not aware of the route. I'm not aware of the, you know, the shops on the road, the traffic signals. I'm not aware because I'm so habituated driving from A to B. I can be thinking completely about something else and I'll
still
say,
destination.
I've reached habit. But the day I have to drive to a different place, an absolutely different route, see the level of awareness? I will stop, check, see what's this side, that side, okay, signal, I have to stop. Everything is awareness. Then my mind will not go to anything else because my mind is completely on
marking
a new route.
Landmarks, yeah.
New route. This is what will happen between a new response and a habituated response. A habituated response, habituated for very, very long time, I will not be aware that I'm the creator. And because I do not feel I'm the creator, I do not take responsibility of it. Because I'm not the creator. It's happening. And why is it happening? Because he did this, she did this, they did this. So it's happening. So who's the creator of my pain? Outside.
Sister, I like this the thought of yours. That if I have to go to a new place, so the same place from a different route, I'll be very careful. So can we call this a part of kind of healing?
Absolutely.
This is what healer within.
Absolutely. This is what I will
do. So this being aware that this is the landmark, I have to go right, I have to go left from here. So this is, I've started
becoming
healing.
Aware. I've become aware. First thing that we have to do today, leave alone the healer. First only take responsibility of the creator.
First the understanding.
Yeah, because unless I take responsibility and understand it, accept it completely, and accepted that it's not in one, two or three situations, it's in every situation. When I understand that I am the creator, I will understand that all the healers put together cannot do anything for me till I stop creating what I'm creating. You know, if someone else hits me on this hand and creates a wound, and I come to you and say, "Sir, I'm hurt." So you say, "Okay, here is the antiseptic, here is the band-aid. Now go back, this will heal." So somebody hit me, somebody healed me. But if I am the one who's hitting like this continuously, so even if I come to you and you put the band-aid, I'm going to come back home and after 5 minutes I'm going to go like this again. And then all the healers, I am the creator of the wound never gets healed. So I have to understand that yes, I have to heal my wounds, but most important first to understand that I am creating the wound. So first stop the creation. Unless I stop creating my wounds, all healing put together cannot heal me. I am the creator, and which means complete responsibility. And this, when we say complete responsibility, we have to look at it in every situation. It could be somebody cheating me, somebody betraying me, somebody being really, really mean. Yes, what they're doing is not right. We're not saying they are right. What they're doing for me is not right. They may have a perspective of what they're doing, but what they're doing for me is not right. But what I'm creating is still my responsibility. So when I understand that I am the creator of my pain, and pain means any kind of pain, even physical ailment to a certain extent, because it could be either I'm not taking care of the body, second, I'm abusing my body, third, I'm abusing my mind, which is then taking its toll on the body, because most of our illnesses are again beginning here. So I will have to hit the root. Where is the problem and who's the creator of that pain? Because if I keep on looking for people outside, I'm not going to get that permanent healing that I want. How can anybody else heal me? People can only tell me what to do. You know, even for a healer, whether it's a doctor, the doctor can tell me how to take care of my body. Finally, what I do after coming back from the doctor? My responsibility. The psychiatrist, a counselor, a spiritual master, they can give me very valuable advice. They'll tell me, don't get angry, relax. It's okay if they've done that. Accept it. Be more compassionate. Try and understand. So I listen to all the advice.
I would say it's not in my hands.
It's not in my hands. And which means it's not my power. It's not my responsibility. And the minute I say it's not in my hands, my healing stops. And then I can go to any number of people. I will not get healed till I say I have to do it. I can take their advice and come back. But who will do it? If somebody tells me, don't get angry, that's causing you your, you know, physical ailment also, your emotional trouble, your relationships. Okay, I will not get angry. I listen to it. But who has to make that effort? I. Someone tells me, accept people. Don't expect so much from family and friends. Let children be the way they are. Don't expect too much from them. Accept it. Heard it. Who will do it? I. Because I am the creator. So basically healing means when I stop creating my pain, I'm going to be healing myself.
So if I say that it's not in my hands, it just happens to me. I just can't help stop doing this. I just can't help doing that. I am like this. I was born like this. My sanskars are like that. My nature, this. You mean to say it is in my hands?
If you say it's not in my hands, my nature is like this, then I'm writing a destiny of pain for myself.
I like that line. Can you repeat it?
If I say to myself, it's not in my hands, it's my habit. Even if I say I got it from family, from my parents, let's say. Or it's not because of me. My husband is, or my wife is like this to me. It's not in my hand. It's my nature. Then I am writing a destiny of pain.
I love this. I am writing my destiny
of pain
by saying that this is not in my hands. So I'm making it as a permanent feature in my life.
Absolutely. Even if it's tough. Let's say it's a very, very deep sanskar. It could be a little difficult. But let me not say it's my nature and I can't change it. Let me say, okay.
So you mean to say I don't want to change it?
Yes. I'm not
That's
ready.
That's why I say that.
Absolutely.
I refuse to change. I rather repent.
And live in pain.
Pain, yeah.
Live in pain. First in emotional pain, later on manifest as physical pain. So even for my worst nature, my worst habit, worst in the sense toughest, which I feel I can't change, I feel it's too deep ingrained a habit, let us never ever say it cannot change.
Supposing I have the habit of saying it's not in my hands, I can't change, I can't stop drinking, I can't stop smoking, I can't stop this. This is a kind of affirmation, negative affirmation for myself. As you said, I love that line that I'm creating my destiny by like that. Can you give us a small meditation on this?
Sure. Let me take this moment to look at myself, my personality, my habits, my nature, many of which are causing me pain. They're uncomfortable. I'm aware they are uncomfortable. Let me now just look at myself and change the way I think about it. I always seem to say my nature is because of someone else. It's become my habit. I cannot change it. And as I did this, I was writing for myself a destiny of pain. Let me lovingly change the way I think. It's my nature, my habit, however tough, however difficult to change, but it's possible. Because it's mine. I may not be able to change other people. I cannot change the way others think, speak, and behave. But the way I think, feel, speak, and behave, it's mine. My creation. And anything that's mine is my choice and in my control. Let's take any one habit today, just one, and decide, just for one day, this is the way my day will be. A day where I will be peaceful, calm, and in control, and loveful and caring to everyone I meet. I'm just choosing a new way of living, which will require me to be aware, alert, because I'm driving a new way today. Om Shanti.
Our every thought, word, and action is our creation. Situations come to us from outside, but our responses are completely our choice. People may cheat, betray, trouble me, but the emotions I create are my responsibility. I create my emotional wounds and I need to heal myself. If I say I cannot change my habits, then I am giving myself a negative affirmation and writing a destiny of pain.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Rajyoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555.
Om Shanti.